Welcome to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. KNTR Sports is all sports, all the time. Please thank all of our Lake Havasu High School football sponsors. Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. For a schedule of this year's games and audio streaming, go to KNTRSports.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jim Chaney, along with Paul, the Tailgater LaVoy, here on Friday Night Lights on KNTR Sports, also streaming online at KNTR.com. We've got a good one for you tonight. The Fighting Knights of Lake Havasu taking on the Wolves of Estrella Foothills. It's a nice neighborhood. We'll tell you more right after this.
Oh, my glory. Do you smell that?
Oh, that's the triple berry pie. I mean, apple. No, wait. That has to be the quiche. Oh, I can't figure it out. But it all smells like cinnamon, butter, and a hug from your grandma.
You figure out their little secret ingredient, though?
Yeah, it's love. And a whole lot of butter. They don't call it Amore Pie for nothing.
Amore Pie and More. Every recipe starts and ends with something you can't find in stores. Love. Amore Pie and More. Lake Havasu. New Amore Pie and More.com.
Call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control.
Havasu Pest Control is proud to introduce our newest team member. Say hi, Dylan. Dylan is our highly trained and certified bed bug detection dog. In less than 2 minutes, Dylan here can detect the presence of bed bugs with an astonishing 90% accuracy. Our thermal eradication treatment is incredibly effective without costly furnishing replacement. Call us and get to know Dylan, another one of the good guys at Havasu Pest Control. 855-1054.
Dine where the view is just the beginning. The Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort invites you to savor an incredible experience. From seared citrus ahi and black and prime rib, Caesar salads to Cajun cream shrimp pasta, hand-cut steaks to coconut shrimp with pineapple mango salsa. Every dish is crafted with care and served lakeside. Comfort spice or is something fresh off the grill. Your perfect plate awaits. Visit HavasuSprings.com to reserve your table today. Nestled conveniently between Parker and Havasu, it's Havasu Springs Resort.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Welcome back, everybody. This is KNTR Sports Radio. I'm Jim Chaney, along with Paul LaVoy, and we are in the Wolves Den in Goodyear, Arizona. What a nice neighborhood that we saw. But now, talking about nice things, how about Coach Thompson? You had a few words with him, didn't you, Paul?
Coach Thompson, very positive. The Fighting Knights right now, number 8 in the state when it comes to 4A ranking. That means, as of today, they would have a bye if we went into the state playoffs. But we got to take care of business first with Estrella Foothills and, of course, Somerton next week at home. We were talking about the quarterback situation. Trip Burke is out for the season. Halo Jump has been named as the starter. He calls it, it's his, not his job to lose, but he's the starter. He's the one, he's the next man up. All right? So let's go ahead and then talk about that. That's basically the question I led in with Coach Thompson.
You might see some Wildcat with Luke Johnson, some other different things that we've been uniquely doing. But, yes, Halo is the guy.
Yeah, I noticed a little pattern down there inside the five-yard line.
We do bring in our heavy package. You know, we bring in one of those D linemen, actually two D linemen and two linebackers into the group. Kids get really excited about it because, again, if that package is coming in, you're getting to see some old smash-mouth football.
How do you keep the guys up for, say, the following week against Somerton? That's going to be tough.
Well, it is senior night. So being senior night, you know, our seniors that have been there, some of them have been a part of the varsity group for 4 years. Most of them have been in the program for 4 years. You know, it's just a night that we get to honor them and their families to their commitment of Lake Havasu football, athletics, and kind of get a little recognition from them. So, the kids always play a little harder on that night for those guys. And Somerton is a program that's developing. We just hope that both teams have a safe night and have a good camaraderie game and have leave it all out on the field and, you know, see what happens for us as we start in that playoff run in the next week.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's our national anthem. We're at Estrella Foothills High School, Goodyear, Arizona. Pretty good matchup tonight. Although, like Coach Thompson was saying, you just don't know on paper if you beat one team and then that team beat another team by 3 touchdowns. You really don't know until you match up with that other team, like Estrella Foothill. Well, you should know you're going to beat them, but you don't want to overlook them, and you want to make sure you get everything taken care of. And that's
right.
What needs to happen. So your prediction on paper, what are we saying, 3-touchdown, 2-touchdown victory for Havasu?
I'm going to play it safe and go 14 points.
14 points?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 12.
Okay.
Paul's at 14.
Is that your USC math or your Iowa math?
Iowa Huntington Beach Unified School District.
Perfect.
Math.
Clark County School District here.
Yeah.
All right.
Only the best for us. But a beautiful school with a beautiful field, Estrella Foothills in Goodyear, Arizona. They call it the Wolves Den. We're going to come back. We're going to play some football. But first, we're going to hear from some of our great sponsors as they light up the fog as the Estrella Wolves get ready to come out of that inflatable tunnel.
There you go. You're listening to 980 AM, KNTR Sports, and KNTRSports.com. We'll be right back with more Fighting Nice Football in just a moment.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
There's nothing better than Fighting Knights football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havastyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havastyle Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers. Styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers. Bring your family fun to the next level at Havastyle Recreation.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man at Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in Northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at AndersonAuto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years, he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Hello, everybody. We are back. I'm Jim Chaney along with Paul Lavoie. We are at Estrella. Yes, we were informed that I was informed that I was turning, say, La Jolla into La Jolla.
I haven't addressed the tailgate joke yet.
Or Prescott.
I don't tailgate. I got
you tailgate.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Tailgating's part of football.
Oh, I see.
You are...
I don't follow too closely.
But you know...
You're saying I follow too closely?
You do.
No, come on, man.
10 feet for every 10 miles an hour.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's the rules of the road.
That's the rules of the show. Answer, man, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
We got here.
Right.
As we set up tonight's game, we've got the Wolves there in their blue pants, their kind of gray jerseys with the blue numbers. Their helmets are a powder blue, kind of UCLA. One stripe down the middle, a la Penn State. They're heading out. Looks like they're heading out to receive. And we're going to be having the kickoff by the boys in purple with their white jerseys. We've got a 10% crescent moon.
About 9 to 10, yeah?
It's behind us. We can't see
it. You're lucky you have an unofficial meteorologist with you.
Oh, yeah. What would I do without... Paul the Tailgater LaVoie.
Hey, come on, man.
Oh,
it's,
my.
It's Whiny Boy LaVoie to you. All right.
Okay. So, based on the rankings here, we've got, what do we got, Paul? We've got Lake Havasu.
Number eight.
We're number eight. Mm-hmm. And Estrella.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked.
You were doing the homework. I was doing the tailgating.
And it's dark in here. So,
Oh, yeah.
They're 134 statewide. The Fighting Knights are 84. They're 14 in the 4A is what I saw.
14?
On Max Preps. Would you tell me 8?
AZ Preps 365.
Well, they got a promotion.
The source has them at 8, yes.
Okay, we're getting ready to roll here. We've got...
Who's kicking off?
Our number six man. That is, of course, Spencer Ibarra. The kid can boot. Is he going to kick it away? Or is he going to go short? I like the way they've got their front line with 5 men on the front line.
Yeah.
About 4 yards, 3 yards behind them. They have 2. And then we've got 2, another 10 yards back. They'll probably... 28 on the clock. It's now 6-0 in the first quarter. Spencer Ibarra back to kick. Wearing number 6, a little guy. Right next to him, number 7, Seth Bernier. On this end, we've got Cole Cecina. The kick received at the 20-yard line. He's at the 25 to 30. He squirts to the right. Now he digs in. He's at the 35 to 37. He's being chased down and brought down at the 37 by number 21, Cole Cecina. Do I say that right, Paul? Paul just... Do we have the stream back? Are we back on? Are we on the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
Okay, we're on the air. We may be having streaming trouble. Here come the Wolves from the foothills. Beautiful evening. Should have a low of about 70 degrees by the time the game's over. From the shotgun, hands off the left tackle, and he gets up to about a 6-yard gain. A little more than the Havasu Fighting Knights are used to giving away on the first down. It's going to bring up a 2nd down and 4. Looks like up here in the press box. Yeah, they're going to call it 4.
Yeah.
It's a long 4, but we'll deal with that. Purple Haboob on the field.
So we're back.
Now he's going to come up into the tee. Almost the eye. He pitches. They're heading right outside. Do they get outside? He got smacked before the first down, was able to spin around and get the first down, and we've got Estrella, the Foothills.
So recap me. What did I miss?
On the move. Well, you missed a two plays and a first down.
Missed the extra point, right?
We missed the extra point. Did we miss that? Well, I jinxed it. I said it'll be a 25-yard extra point. Spencer should have no problem with this, and boom, there was a problem.
Oh, man, it's your fault.
First and 10 from the 49 of Lake Havasu. Shotgun, he rolls out. He's under pressure. He's getting wrapped up. He's looking for somewhere to go. There is nowhere to go, and the Purple Haboob strikes again.
Mickey Raftery?
Mickey Raftery. He is one of their team captains and the quarterback. The star of their team.
Isn't there a Bill Raftery who is a NCAA Final Four analyst?
Yes.
Yes. Very good.
Yes. And in the bottom of the six, it's Dodgers 2, Blue Jays 2.
Oh, okay.
Okay, from the gun, 3 wide to the left, 2 wide to the right. Nobody in the backfield other than the quarterback. And we have procedure against the Wolves.
Yes. Yeah, I have mixed feelings on the World Series, being raised a Cincinnati Reds fan and now a Diamondbacks fan. Very difficult to root for the Dodgers. But we're going up against another country.
That's true.
So there you go.
Second and 19 this brings up after the loss and now the penalty. Going way wide left for the Wolves is number 1, Sean Ellison. Nobody in the backfield with the quarterback. He snaps his hands. He's going for the quarterback draw without really drawing. Slides down after about a 6-yard gain. That's going to bring up third and long. Call it third and 14.
Right? I was going to say manageable, seeing the stick, but it was the first stick.
Yeah.
That's the second one.
Yeah.
Not real manageable.
Got to know your sticks, Paul.
Debate. There you go.
Yes.
I know my sticks.
Good containment over here by the Purple Haboob.
Folks, it's a great night.
Vinny Fantaka.
It's a great night tonight, by the way. Whether you're in Goodyear, Arizona, or Havasu, enjoy the evening outside.
Too wide to the left on the narrow side of the field. Surrounded by halfbacks. He drops back looking for a pass, and he is getting sacked for a big loss by Vinny Fiantaka.
Yeah,
he's one of the Purple Haboob there doing a nice job bringing them down. That'll bring down fourth, and let's see, that's 10, 20, going to call it 29.
Man, we get him back. You know that?
I don't know.
We get Carter Devitt back. There's a lot. We don't get Luke Johnson. Oh, Luke Johnson's coming back, too. That's going to be quite a team next year.
When Havasu gets them going backwards, they really get them going backwards.
Yeah, it doesn't stop for a while.
And then it does. And then it does.
Yeah. You're right.
Okay, to punt. We've got our own punter back there to receive it, right? Number 30, or on the 30-yard line.
Oh,
number
wow.
6, Spencer Avara. Very high. He calls for the fair catch.
You would think a little guy like that would have more balance, right?
And we're on the radio, and we need to put this politely, but he
fell on his keister.
Back pedaling. That's better than what I was going to
say. All right, perfect. Let's take a break.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Friday Night's Football on 980 AM KNTR and KNTRSports.com. We'll be right back.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Yep. We're back with 4:28 remaining in the first quarter. We're going to have first and 5 how am I saying it?
Estrella.
Think of Estrella.
Estrella.
They were going to blitz. They got a little excited.
How about
prematurely went across the line.
The Estrella cat strut. How's that?
I don't like that.
Okay, well. Best
I
do right now.
Estrella cat. Okay, Tristan Andrade in the backfield with Halo Jump. He's looking to his left. He fires. This is a long pass. Down the far sideline, down to the 45. He has it in his grasp. He catches it and moves on down to the 20-yard line and gives the Heisman first down.
Oh, careful.
That was a big pass.
Yeah.
And it was on target.
Coach, you might want to get that under control. Was that wasn't Carter Devitt. Was it Cohen Taylor?
What are you seeing that was wrong?
Taunting.
I don't think that was taunting. He wasn't doing it.
He wasn't doing it at a player, but
you never know with referees, man.
You know?
Three wide to the right, to the wide side of the field. One guy jumped on the Estrella side, hands off to number 24, and not a whole lot there. Looks like he may have gained a half yard. But that may have been a free play. Did the laundry come down on the field?
I don't think so. I don't see it, no.
No golden linen on the field?
Interesting, because he was, after the movement on the defense, he was encroaching. So there was encroachment going on. So I don't know why they didn't call it, but I would have, I mean, luckily Halo didn't treat it like a free play.
Tristan Andrade, the only one in the backfield, he has his back to the defense. Now he turns around side by side with the big old Halo Jump waiting for the snap. He hands it off to no, it's a fake to Tristan. He almost does a quarterback draw, fires it over the middle. It's caught and two steps forward, a shoulder to the body and into the end zone. It is 12-0. Your Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Was that Luke or am I getting the number?
Who received the pass?
Yes. What was the number? Is it 15 again? Is that Cone Taylor? 14? So it's Carter Devitt?
Carter Devitt.
I got a spotter over here, Jim.
And a good one.
Yes.
And he's running the clock.
Much better than this one.
Halo Jump looking to the sideline for the call. Being accompanied back there by Tristan Andrade. Again, Tristan has his back to the defense. They conference. He turns around. Here's the snap. They're going for two. He's wide open in the corner. It was a long stretch
in and out of the ball. In and out of the fingers.
He did have both sets of fingertips
kinda,
on it.
Yeah.
Couldn't reel it in.
Right.
It's only 12-0 with 3:13 left in the first quarter.
You want to do it? Let's take another break.
We can do it. This is KNTR Sports.
Every morning, the sun greets you, as reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Over 52 years and nothing stops Sammons Air Conditioning. Fortunes save for comfortable homes every time. Visit SammonsAC.com, a bookmark worth saving. Sammons Air Conditioning.
It's hard to stop a train.
We're back from Estrella Heights, Estrella Foothills. Here's the kick. Spencer Ibarra goes down to the 19. He touches it. He bobbles it, picks it up at the 15, turns around. He's headed back the right direction. He gets wrapped up and brought down by three boys in purple at the 24-yard line. And that's where the Wolves are going to take over in their powder blue uniform.
Let me ask you this, Jim, just from a an outsider's perspective, because you live in Bullhead, and you know, no, I'm saying you did the Golden Shovel game.
Yes.
You saw this team against Mojave, right?
Yes.
Do they look like they have the same swagger that they did against Mojave? I think they have more.
I think they do, and I think the defense is doing better when they get them going in the wrong direction.
Yes.
I like Halo Jump at quarterback. He's very, I think he's too good of an athlete.
He's aware.
To stand out.
I think he's aware.
Outside in the wide receiver. Handoff up the middle. He's wrapped up by 3-4. The purple Habu brings him down at the 24-yard line.
But they look like they're gaining confidence with every game.
I think they're
being on
think if they replayed, okay, I haven't gone and seen a Mojave game since we did that game.
Yes.
Okay.
but this is a better football team than when they played Mojave.
And I think being on the road all those weeks.
Here's the snap from the gun. A short pitch to number 8. He's brought down by the heels. And are we going to get a late flag on that one? Because he got a little extra whack on the there from Ethan Adler after he was down on the ground.
That's the thing about Swagger. You got to be careful of those little extra whacks, right?
Now, that was his dad we saw, right?
Yes.
And he's listed at 6 foot, but how tall is dad? About
6'5", I think. I don't know.
He's not skinny.
He's a gentle giant.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Here's the snap from the gun. A bird flies by in our vision. The pass is short and into the dirt at his heels. And that is going to bring up 4th and 12.
The bird flying by and all this baby blue on the track. And
yeah.
Like you're at home again in Southern California.
Well, when I was in school, you know, we had dirt tracks.
Yeah.
That red clay track that I always slipped on.
You
couldn't run on it on tennis shoes.
You had to wear the long spikes.
All these schools, they've got the high-tech, cushy, you can wrestle on it.
We had them when I ran at county, but that was about it. You're probably right.
Here's the punt. Spencer Ibarra back on the 40-yard line, our own 40-yard line.
Ooh,
the
another one
is way up there. I've lost it in the light. Spencer probably did, too, because he's letting it go, and now it's starting to bounce the wrong way. If you're with Estrella Foothills and Estrella Foothills, it's blown dead at the 40.
Kicker-friendly bounce. Boy, we haven't seen a punter this effective in a while. He's got some hang time.
That was a lot of... It was up there high.
You're losing a kick in the lights from a high school punter. That's a good punt.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Very coverable.
Yes, absolutely. All right, and you've got, of course, Finding Nights Football and a whole list of 20-something sponsors. I think it's 20 sponsors this year. We'll get to those in just a second. And, Jim, take it.
On this side, we've got Cole Cecina. It's handed off by Halo Jump. He is met in the backfield there. That was number 24. Tristan Andrade brought down in the backfield for a loss.
Triple trips on the right-hand side.
That's going to bring up 2nd and 12.
That's an interesting formation. Hey, I wanted to mention, too, your markings on the field are going over the logo per regulation.
Per regulation. It's legal. Did you notice the end zone?
What's the verdict?
They are not regulation. And what is that in the corner of the end zone over there?
I don't know.
Look at that. They got something laying in the end zone.
Oh, like a tarp or something?
Yeah, look at that. Okay, here's Halo. He rolls towards us. He's at the 35-yard line. Nice pass right in the breadbasket to number 14. He picks it up. He's fighting for extra yards.
Yeah.
He's not going to get them, but that's a 17-yard gain. First down. You're Havasu Fighting Knights.
I got to agree.
What is that? We just happen to be talking about the end zone, but something
maybe it's
is
from
laying in the end zone.
Maybe it's from the pregame celebration to protect grass or something. I don't know. It's gray, though, right by the back pylon. But I have to agree with you, the Halo Jump, that running.
Do you guys see that?
Oh, it's for the golf cart. It's where they park the golf cart.
It's on the field. It's in the end zone.
It's on the sideline, apparently. So, your vision's fooling you.
Halo hands it off.
That's a 3-yard
lane gain.
I wanted to mention Carter Devitt on the other end of that last pass. A running pass from Halo Jump, isn't it? Jim.
It's in the
focus,
end zone.
Focus.
It's in the end zone.
But that was a beautiful pass by to set up where they are now.
2nd and 6 for the Fighting Knights. Fakes the handoff. Short pass.
Shimmy, shimmy.
Takes it. Tries to shuffle up for a first down. He's going to be brought up short. It's going to bring up 3rd and short for your Fighting Knights.
They should play the hippie, hippie shake, you know? That's what he was doing with the... He got an extra 2-3 yards out of it.
The hippie, hippie shake.
Yeah, that's what he was doing, the hip shake thing, you know. It wasn't a trickeration yet.
This moment of dating himself is brought to you by...
Hey, I ain't that old.
All aboard.
No, that's the bowels of the mothership there. Not me.
Where there's a tailgate, you'll find Paul the Boy.
Somebody with an actual office is dated back to that song. So,
now,
all right. I got the green room under control.
We got a timeout.
Have a suit Fighting Nice Football for 2025, brought to you by a whole slew of sponsors. Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford, and Bradley Chevrolet, also City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer, Have a Style Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu. I love that commercial, by the way. And we've got Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating, Perfection 2 Detail. I saw the new digs today over on Industrial next to Campbell Cove One Stop is where they are. David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, and, of course, one of our oldest Havasu High sponsors for the football season is Havasu Pest Control.
Okay, we're starting off the second quarter. Pro set, shotgun, Halo Jump keeps it and goes off tackle for a gain of 4 and another first down for your Havasu Fighting Knights.
Halo Jump moving the 6, getting the line to gain. That's how you do it. Milk a little bit of clock. We're already in the second quarter. So there you go.
Jay Deacon out there now next to Halo along with number 12. That would be Luke Johnson. They're looking over to Coach Thompson to get the play. All players' attention on the coach. No huddle offense. Four down linemen going with a 43-D. Looks like they're leaving enough room that an easy pass to Cone Taylor to the left. One move in the open field, and we have another touchdown. He looks straight for Cone. He doesn't find him open.
Oh.
Steps inside almost on a quarterback draw, and then jump passes over to Cone,
jump
but
pass.
That is incomplete.
That's correct. Jump pass, a jump pass.
It was.
But he almost went past the line of scrimmage. He was real
Halo
close.
Halo jumped and passed the ball.
So who did that the most back in the day? Was that your day?
Well, it wasn't Roman Gabriel.
Sammy Barr, something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think he did. Might have been Frank Gifford, too.
I'm not that old.
You're only 2 years older than I am.
From the gun, Halo, hands up.
Oh, that was it.
Back down.
Woo. And no helmet used on that. That was all, that was like a clothesline to the chest. Now, you could hear the crowd react to that one. I had to look away, Jim.
Number 30, Rudy Martinez, a sophomore, only 5'8", came blazing through the line of scrimmage and put the pads right in his chest.
I'm not kidding. I looked away.
You heard both of us going ooh and all the sound. That was the hit of the day.
That's called the A-gap and hitting the A-gap perfectly.
That's what happens when you fall asleep. Here's the snap. Halos calmly sits in the backfield looking for somebody. Nobody there. He gets his ankles hit. He keeps his feet almost to the far sideline, and he's brought down after a gain of approximately 4 yards.
And a first down.
And a first down. No.
Gets up limping.
No. It's not a first down.
No? Oh, you're right. You're
looking at the wrong stick.
All right.
You had that big loss.
Yeah.
How quickly you forgot the smackdown.
I know. But he's limping up.
Just because the other team smacks us down doesn't mean you're supposed to forget about it right away.
And Halo Jump's sitting on the sidelines now.
Is he?
Yeah,
no.
he limped off.
Yeah,
so
there he is.
We've got Luke Johnson's going to come in, take over at quarterback.
He's looking down at his foot.
Yeah. They might have to rewrap or
did
something.
Did we get a penalty on that as well?
You're supposed to walk for that.
I'm not sure.
Looks like there was a penalty in the first time.
And it's a big penalty.
The 15-yard,
10:24. The clock is winding.
It's a personal
first
foul.
First and 10 at the 20-yard line. It's a keeper past the 20. Smack hit hard again at the 17. These last three plays, we've been seeing hard hits from the Wolves.
Yeah, it's getting nasty out there for sure.
It's like they just woke up.
Right.
We didn't see that in the first quarter.
We're
at
still
all.
Moving the ball, though. Havasu's still moving the ball.
Talking about teams looking like better teams, they're looking like a better team now in this quarter than they did in the first.
Well, Halo is jumping around on the sideline there, so we're going to see him very
looking
soon.
Towards the end zone.
Oh,
right there for a third-string quarterback. That is a perfect pass for a TD.
Night up. That was beautiful.
Holy mackerel.
Beautiful touchdown.
This is where you start to go, how many quarterbacks does Havasu have?
Yeah, it's definitely a next man up philosophy that Coach Thompson has employed here.
And we're focusing on the Fighting Knights, but I'm ready to put any one of these guys in a Hawkeye uniform.
Hey,
they can pass. They can pass.
I don't mind if they go to Drake, but I don't know about Iowa, man. I'm kidding.
Okay, we haven't had Rivara for the kick. It's a high snap. This kick is up, and it is good.
We have a Havasu connection with Drake, by the way.
You do?
Yeah. Russ Mascari's grandson. Russ is a very well-known resident of the community, past commandant of the Marine Corps 757. And Russ's grandson was the Mascari that was shooting 48% on the year for three-pointers in the NCAA. Picked up by the Suns. I'm not sure where. I think he's in the G League now. But he did graduate from Drake.
And now the G League can go back to playing college ball.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That NBA, I don't know what to say. Other than I kind of saw it coming when that referee got busted.
That's a big story.
The same one that, had his way with, calling against Steve Nash. And a lot of questionable calls. So.
9:43 in the second quarter. It's now 19-0 in favor of the Fighting Knights of Lake Havasu. Spencer Ibarra about to kick off. The weather is perfect. We have no lights in the press box. We have the window open. Keep
you
your
have
fingers
enough
out of there, Paul.
You have enough light.
Here's a kick received at the 13-yard line. He had backward momentum. He got going forward and out to the 26-yard line, brought down there by number 7, Seth Vernier, for the Fighting Knights.
That's right. He had number 36 coming in to help with that hit as well, which is Nico Bailey. Looks like we got a little timeout on the field.
Gentle breeze.
Man, it is nice out. It is really
nice. It really is.
You brought your hoodie, but I'm I don't know. Being the weather guy that I am, I kind of saw that just one more thing to carry.
Well, you know, when you live in places like Havasu and Bullhead City, when it gets 70, it's chilly.
Yes, it is. We keep our thermostats on 70 at night.
I don't.
I do.
Okay, taking over now, the Wolves from the shotgun. Fakes the handoff, left side pass to number 14. They can't bring him down. He's a big boy. And he is making his way. That is Caden Gilpin, 6'2", 180. For a first down. So we're getting a little movement now out of the Wolves. They trot with energy up to the line. It'll be from the gun. He's accompanied by one back, three wide to the left, one wide to the right. Look for the blitz. Here it comes. He looks right. Big old number 14 again on that catch. And he is brought down on the sideline at the 47-yard line of the Wolves.
You got a little wide out, quarterback to wide out connection going there, moving the ball. They're gonna play it for all it's worth.
And,
when you find something, you gotta make it work.
Like Johnny Robinson said at USC.
Oh, here we go.
One of the hardest things to do is to go away from something that works.
Well, one of the
not
hardest things for him to do at Tampa Bay was win.
Not go
oh, no,
away.
That was something that was McKay. Sorry. That was
okay,
McKay.
Yes. You're confusing your Trojans.
Yes, I am.
Second down and 4. The snap fakes the handoff. It's a keeper.
Ooh.
And he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe pick up a yard or a half yard.
About third and, I think he picked up a yard. Third and maybe manageable, you think?
Third and 7.
If you have Jacoby Brissett.
Defensively, I want to come up and tighten up on number 14 for them.
Yes, absolutely. Make that adjustment.
Caden Gilpin.
Purple Haboob doing a great job with the shutout.
They
so
got
far
him once.
Though.
Now he's on the other side of the field. They got us twice. From the shotgun. Snapper holds the tip of the football. Here's the snap, and it's a good one. He looks to the right and nowhere else and throws it out of bounds. That'll be 4th down and 3. The Fighting Knights of Hell with 7:44 remaining in the second quarter.
I was watching a spotlight on Luke Johnson back there. He was watching that pass, too. He could have jumped that route, but did not. But it was right in that vicinity, and that would have been a pick 6.
You know, we're up here in their press box.
Yeah, I know. But I can still broadcast, right?
He's quietly, Paul.
Okay, I see.
The guy is telegraphing every single pass.
I know.
It's going to be easy.
Right. All right, wax on.
Okay, here's the snap and the punt. The kick is up. And we have nobody back to receive it, and it goes to the end zone.
I think Coach just figured, you know what, those are really high, long punts, and he's going to put it in the end zone. Coach was right.
He almost wasn't.
That's good.
He almost made a
right
bad mistake, because two steps quicker, and he would have downed that on the inch line.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I'd like to salute our sponsors for Havasu Fighting Knights football this 2025 season. And you might actually get a couple extra games out of us, Jim. You never know. It could happen this year. But such fine sponsors will tell you about as the game goes on.
Holy mackerel, bottom of the sixth, Blue Jays 9, Dodgers 2. Here's the pass to the outside, and that one gets broken up by the boys in blue, and a late flag over in the center of the field. Oh, there were only two. It had to be a hold. Well, there were only Havasu players there, so I don't know if something was said.
Yeah.
It's kind of pointing at Havasu players as they have their little zebra conference.
Did you say 9-2? Dodgers behind?
Yeah, Blue Jays.
What was the crooked number? Which inning?
You ask me all these difficult questions, so I try to play by play of the game.
I better take a look myself.
I don't know. I got the sixth, seven runs in the sixth.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Who's the starting Dodger pitcher, do you know?
I don't know.
He got the loss.
Somebody wasn't going to pitch for the Dodgers because of serious family issues.
Oh. I haven't been following. It's Dodger baseball.
Okay.
Why would I?
Here we go. First and 15. Halo jump at the quarterback. He rolls to his right. He's got pressure. He dances away, gets outside, looks deep over the middle, and coming back to make the reception is Carter Devitt.
Beautiful.
That was a nice play on his behalf.
That was teamwork.
That was, and keeping his eye on the ball, we have a player down on the field. Looks like he got the wind knocked out of him. And
two players in the Estrella Foothills secondary were looking. It was almost like they were watching that play. When Carter Devitt made the reception.
I'm sorry, Paul, but this
that's
player
okay.
down?
Yeah.
I didn't see exactly what happened, but that young lady that is the trainer really sprinted out there.
Oh, boy. All right, let's go ahead.
I don't know if she always does that, but she's got good speed, and let's hope he gets up and is okay.
Let's take a short break and a little injury timeout on the field. It is Fighting Knights football. Havasu 19, Estrella Foothills nothing. 7:18 left until halftime. We'll be right back.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
We are back from Estrella Foothills High School for the 2025-26 season. Jim Chaney, along with Paul Lavoie, the injured player, is now up on his feet. That is number 53, Jacob Ludlow. They named the town after him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The one in the middle of nowhere?
He's limping. Yeah, he's limping a little bit there.
Yeah.
Well, there's salt flats out there. There's a town there.
He is coming off under his own power, though.
There's a neon sign out there that they got working
against. Dairy Queen, too.
No.
Oh, yeah, Ludlow. I'm thinking of
where Roy's is.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, my. for getting my desert tan. So we're back to the action after we get the injured player off the field. It'll be first and 10 for your Friday night, 7:15 in the second quarter. Halo gets the snap, looks to the right, fakes the pass, takes three steps forward, high arcing pass, looks like it's going to land out of bounds. All of the players in the powder blue are waving their hands.
No. Not even 1 foot.
Not even 1 foot. It was a little far.
Right?
It was a good fake, though.
Yeah.
He's very composed.
It's a high arcing pass, though. I mean, he really hangs it up there.
He bluffs well.
Okay.
He does. He bluffs well.
Yeah. He does like to move and find his receiver when he's wandering out of pocket. So,
Cone Taylor out way wide left. Luke Johnson inside of him. Halo jump about to take the snap from the gun. Here's the pass. He looks to the right. He shoulder fakes inside. He steps back. Flags everywhere.
Oh,
bouncing that ball. Tipping it 2-3 times in the air, trying to catch it.
Luke Johnson.
Ooh. Putting it up there for grab.
It looks like he had his own solo tip drill going on.
He did have his own solo and it was a dangerous spot because if one of those Estrella guys picked that up, boom, he's in the end zone.
Yeah, you don't have control of the ball like that, and you're tipping it to yourself. Just beware. Somebody's going to find it. So, lucky the ball hit the ground.
And you will have touched the ball, and you're not defenseless.
Hey,
you're
look what's behind us, Jim. Got a big wolf. The guy had a big furry outfit back here.
Well, we went backwards, and now they walked forwards.
Oh, he's smothering the air conditioning.
Oh, we do have the wolf.
You know what?
Needs air conditioning.
I have worn one of those outfits, but not a wolf. It was a bighorn from MCC back in the day. And, he has the right idea.
Tristan Andrade at the quarterback spot. All by himself, he takes it. He runs right up the middle, and not a lot there. That's going to bring up fourth and 10.
That was a very interesting play call. Not sure I agree with Coach Thompson on that one, but okay. They saw something and tried to take advantage, but obviously it didn't work.
I don't have a number 61 on my roster, but he just went off the field for Havasu, and he was limping a little bit. We've got Halo back in the game at quarterback. Way out wide to the left is number 15, Cone Taylor. The big boy is up front. Number 77, Brendan Trio. Number 74.
Got an official timeout on the field.
We do.
Yeah, let's take one as well.
Isaac Campbell. Let's do it. You're listening to KNTR Sports Radio.
And 19-0 in favor of the Fighting Knights, 6:08 until halftime. Be right back.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Spring Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
This is KNTR Sports Radio. Jim Chaney along with Paul LaVoie. 6:08 left in the second quarter. It's 19-0 in favor of your Havasu Fighting Knights, who are now forced to punt 4th and 10, 4 downs, and earn nothing.
First punt of the game for the Fighting Knights.
Back to receive on the 30-yard line. And Halo puts it way up in the sky. He receives it. No fair catch. Moves to the right. Got him by the shirt tail. He escapes. Number one's headed back to the left. He gets to the 40 and out at the 40 and a half yard line, we'll call it.
Give me another couple other famous quarterbacks turn punter. On fourth down.
George Blanda.
Dan Pastorini. What about the UNO?
Tim Tebow.
He was a punter? I didn't know that.
He did it. He punted and he did a drop kick for a field goal.
I kind of remember the quarterback from UNLV that went to the Eagles. It was also a punter. He was an All-American punter.
11-2 now. Dodgers out.
What?
Dodgers losing.
Oh,
in the bottom of the seventh.
No, who is darn it? Not Carmichael, but I can't remember his name.
I don't know.
He was the quarterback for UNLV.
You need
All-American
Ginkle,
punter.
You need Ginkgo Biloba.
Maybe
5:55 on the clock,
or the one made out of jellyfish. The one with the jellyfish.
Oh yeah, well, it comes from a jellyfish. You
can't remember the name.
Good.
But I can't remember the name.
Who's the guy that ever did that? Anybody who tries to get anything out of a jellyfish is a little bit crazy. You know,
but it works. It's been working since I hosted Speak Out the first time and interviewed the factory rep. That stuff's been working.
Let me stick my hand up the jellyfish.
Hey, now.
See what happened. Okay, here's
shocking.
The first and ten. Yeah. The snap, and it looks like he kind of lost the handle on that. He was seeking number 13. That was Drew Hobbs. Came up short. Didn't really have a chance to catch it. He was open.
I gotta look this up. It's driving me crazy. I lived right around the corner from his church. He's a pastor now.
The guy in Vegas did that jellyfish stuff?
No, the quarterback for the Rebels, who was an All-American punter. And you'll know who he is. Some people think
Ray
he should be in the, no, it was not Ray
the 47.
Ray Guy was not a quarterback.
Second and 10, a pitch to the outside and the Hapu closes in and he is brought down hard. The second smackdown. Nico Bailey, wide receiver, cornerback, 6'1", 160. Putting some plastic on him there, huh?
Nico. Great name.
Third and 12 now for the Wolves. In their powder blue and gray. Ball on the 45-yard line. Quarterback has a little bit of company back there. Three wides to the left, one wide to the right. He looks right. He pumps fakes, throws it up. It is, could have been caught, and it was broken up again by Spencer.
The little guy. Every time. They love to pick on him until they find out that he's a pretty good pass defender.
Okay,
hey,
number one.
It's Randall Cunningham, by the way.
Randall Cunningham, yes. Okay, the receiver there, Sean Ellison, he's listed at 5'7".
So we got 5'7 versus 5'3"?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like 6'5 versus 6'1".
Every time he jumps up there and gets it, now the man of the hour is going to receive the punt.
I don't know if he's back far enough.
Snap, no, I don't think he is now that you mention it. 45-yard line, here's the high kick. He runs to his right, he catches it on the run, he's at the 30, 35, hit at the knees and brought down at the 34-yard line. And that is where your Fighting Knights are going to take over with 4:55 left in the second quarter. So that was he caught that on the move, made a nice little run. Didn't, but he was right. We were wrong.
I'm trying to create an analogy here for Maytag because City Maytag is a sponsor. And City Maytag, of course, in Lake Havasu, sells more than just appliances.
They do?
I can finish later.
Okay.
All right.
Way out wide. Right side of the field. Number 15, Cone Taylor. Halo jump takes the snap. He hands it off. Has to break one tackle. Gets back almost to the line of scrimmage. And here comes the version of the Estrella Foothills, Haboob.
Estrella. Well, he wasn't the loneliest man on the football field there.
Yeah.
But those Maytag repairmen are, visit CityMaytag1.com. CityMaytag1.com.
And as soon as I leave here, I'm going to La Jolla, California.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. It's tough, man, when you say it wrong.
You mean when you're from Iowa and you try to pronounce Latin...
Second and 11. Halo jump takes the snap and hands it off up the middle. And again, nothing there. And again, the powder blue version of the purple Haboob.
Powder blue Haboob. Doesn't work.
Two runs right up the middle. Essentially the same play for back-to-back losses.
Well, at least you didn't call them the purple people eaters.
The passing game has worked so well.
Right.
Whether it's the second string quarterback or the third string quarterback. One way out wide. Here's Halo. He did spend one play on the sideline. I wonder if he heard something. We have, they're taunting the blitz defensively. Here's the snap. He steps back. He looks over the middle. He jump passes again. And that one is incomplete just over the hands of Cole Cecina.
I better tell him how to say it.
Oh, I don't know if that came over the air, but yes, the stadium announcer called him Cessna.
Yeah.
Because I have to admit, that's what I wanted to call him the first time I saw the name.
I got you back, Captain Cecina.
We have another punting situation, 4th and 14. And a little bit of a fake pass.
That looks like he's going to fake punt.
And he can. High punt. It bounces high. He picks it up on the bounce, on the move, to the 40, to the 42, where he is brought down by number 36 for your Fighting Knights.
It's Sean Ellison, the punt returner, number one. And, yes, they're stuck on
36.
We're stuck on 19
here. Oh, I'm on the wrong.
Fighting Knights stuck on the score of 19 to nothing with a little over 3 minutes left until halftime.
Nico Bailey brought him down.
And that ball, it looks like they spotted at the 40. The Dodgers are actually losing 11-2.
11-4
They've lost
in the middle of the seventh.
Ah. Since Trebezzer,
they're coming back. I swear that thing is still on the field.
So the
okay.
Oh, I
Here's
see what
shotgun.
It's not. It's the roof of the golf cart. Yeah, I see it now. It is a good illusion. It is a good illusion, Jim. But the thing is, this is radio. We can't really paint that picture. It's very difficult.
Okay.
No, see the
I
golf
now
cart?
See it is
okay.
The roof of the golf cart.
I made them move it, by the way.
And from the angle of the dangle, it looks like it's laying on the field. Yeah.
It does.
Okay, maybe it's time to see my ophthalmologist. Do we have one that's a sponsored, Paul?
As in depth of field?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so I blew that. It's 2nd and 2. Wolves on the move. 2 wide to the right. Here's a man in motion coming to the right. Hands off, he's looking to pass. He's got a man deep and alone, and he makes the catch. And it's brought down at the 20-yard line.
Always good to see another team waking up that cocky defense of Havasu, you know.
And the Wolves
sit back in the challenge, and the Wolves challenged, and they won that challenge.
And the Wolves faithful like
yes.
it.
Yes.
I like
yes.
it. As they should.
We had this happen in Alhambra.
Nice pass for a running back.
Yes.
And
yeah, not
if,
too bad.
If he could have led him a little bit more, probably would have been a touchdown.
And the PA announcer, he's getting into it now. That's how you do it.
2:25 left in the first half. With the Wolf threatening. The Wolves threatening.
You know, I heard he's taking a nice trip here to a Big Ten game.
Don't say it. I'm getting back to him.
I'm not.
Pass out to the sideline and caught at the 15. That'll be a gain of about 3. 2nd and 7 for the Wolves of Estrella Foothills. Now just 2:21. Not much time going off the clock. Clock stops just because he was able to get out of bounds. Well played.
This is where you get woke up, though. Woken up?
Right.
Awakened? Yeah. This is where you wake up.
Just don't say woke.
No, I said woken up.
Yeah, don't.
No, I know.
Okay.
Anyway, especially around you.
Here come the Wolves. From the gun, he looks to his right, and he coughs up the football, and the Knights had it. It bounces out from a Knight, and eventually it is picked up by number 82 of your Fighting Knights on a double fumble, we'll call it. And the award winner is Drew Passmore.
Drew Passmore, man.
Had a good nose for the football on that one.
Not only that, he does blindside fumble. That was beautiful, beautiful.
And
a forced fumble right there.
Havasu Fighting Knights dodge a serious bullet on that one.
If I'm the offense, I'm buying the defense a pizza after the game, all right? I'm just saying. That was a nice play.
Now we need to see if we can get something going again offensively. Do you think the little injury that Halo Jump had there where he was out of play is making him not want to pass?
I don't know.
They keep running.
He's not favoring it at all. I don't know. Maybe the coaches are seeing something they don't want to pour it on.
Halo Jump accompanied by Tristan Andrade. He gets the handoff. Trying to go off tackle to the left. Met in the backfield again. They brought down at the 24.
I think they're trying to use the clock. You know, you got 2 minutes until halftime. A 19-0 lead. And maybe sit on that lead a little bit. Because don't they get the ball back
After if they do that three times, they're going to give them the ball with good field position.
Well, they will. But I know what you're saying.
You got to get a first down.
And they have, looks like Estrella has all of their timeouts.
Yep.
Yeah, they have three timeouts. Abzu has two. They just used one. And Fighting Knights football brought to you by Salmon's AC. Save thousands on repairs and replacements with Salmon's air conditioning. Get priority service and big energy savings with their $168 annual maintenance plan. Serving the tri-state for over 53 years, salmonsac.com. That's Salmon's with two M's, ac.com. What do you see, Jim? Jim goes on point sometimes. It's like Robin Williams in Awakening. It's really weird.
I see approximately 65.
Oh,
Abzu
you're counting.
Fighting Knights fans.
You're counting.
Yes.
All right.
Well, it's a long trip to
look at those catatonic there for a minute.
Yeah. I was focused, Paul.
Beautiful. Yeah, and yes, you were.
I was focused.
Yes, you were like you were on Prevagen.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Okay, here
Jellyfish.
We go.
Jellyfish,
second and 12, 1:57 left in the half. Halo jump from the gun. Fakes the handoff, rolls to the right, throws a little out pass, almost. Wait, what?
He dug that. He dug it out. That ball hit the ground, didn't it?
I didn't think so.
I think the ball touched the ground. It was an incomplete pass.
Then again, I thought the roof of the golf cart was laying in the end zone.
He's marking off a penalty. No?
No, okay. Well, he's calling it an incomplete pass.
Yeah, I think it was.
I don't see anybody screaming on the sideline.
Don't let the offense play referee in their own game. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Well, there was that
Halo's
one game.
Still back there?
Halo's back there. Takes the shotgun snap, rolls to the right, looks for about a 15-yard pass. It is brought down this time for a first down at the 41-yard line. And that's the first down that we were talking about that we needed.
And he went out of bounds.
Well, see, now you can start to move the ball.
Stop the clock, right? Okay, clock's now started.
Now all of a sudden, Paul, the reason I wanted to move the ball. Okay, our kid can kick field goals.
Yes.
Okay.
He's telling me. But he's also got a couple missed extra points tonight.
We also need to get rolling again because in the second quarter, the offense hasn't done anything. The defense did a good job.
So I say
getting some fumbles.
Offense, you got to buy your defense a pizza, man.
From the gun, here he fakes the handoff, throws it out to number 21, and he is met immediately. Did he hold on to the pass?
Yes.
He did hold on to the pass.
And he was thrilled.
By number zero, that's the team captain, Xander Teeter.
Was that Cole Cesena with the reception?
Xander Teeter.
Had the reception?
No, he made the tackle.
Yeah, Cesena made the catch. Did well to hang on to that ball.
In Estrella.
Yes?
They named their kids
what?
Xander with an X.
Is that bad?
Oh, it's sure a heck of a lot better than
Lucifer?
Oh,
we have to throw that one in there.
Okay.
Lucifer from there Buckeye Union. I had no idea there was a Lucifer from Buckeye.
Halo takes the snap. He fakes the pass.
Oh.
Here's a long pass. Had to twist around and couldn't reel it in. I am noticing one thing that Halo Jump seems to do.
What's that?
He seems to jump on every pass.
He's doing a jump pass?
Most of them.
Really?
And I don't think he needed to jump.
That takes a lot of arm strength.
Well, the other problem is you're not keeping your pivot solid and you lose your ability to direct the pass.
Ah, maybe that's why they don't do it in the NFL anymore. That and it was 40 years ago. Maybe 50.
Every now and then I see Mahomes jump up and throw a pass.
And Mahomes does, Mahomes thing.
Okay, here we go. This is a backward
pass,
and this is going to be a deep pass down the right side, and I see interference.
And referee does it.
And did I see a flag? He didn't see it?
I can see it from here.
Wow.
I just got new glasses. Maybe that's why I saw it.
And
wow.
I've got my
that's
old glasses,
scary.
Which I thought were okay.
I don't see where that was an interference, but okay.
You didn't see the interference?
No, I'm saying I don't see how that was not interference. I know that's a double negative, so that is appropriate.
We must have missed the flag because
we did
the chains.
They didn't throw a flag.
Well, they had
but they moved the chains. Yeah.
So they had to have thrown a flag.
Yeah. I didn't see
it. Here's Halo with the snap and a long pass to the right side. There's more interference. Shoves in the crowd.
Three of them.
We see the Golden Laundry on the field on that one.
There was so many flags. It looks like confetti.
8.5 seconds left in the half.
How much hang time did that flag have from this side of the field?
That had a lot.
Why are they booing?
They're booing because they don't agree with the call.
Well, it was blatant.
Well, yeah.
It was blatant.
It was.
There's a mugging.
Yeah, he was impeding his progress.
And
for
with
sure.
8.5 seconds left, do we go for the field goal that you always want? They're marking Ramon at the 26. Did he kick it that far? Do we need 10 yards?
26 plus 7, 30. That's a 43-yarder. Right?
And it's up in the air.
Approximately 43 yards if he did.
Probably about his limit. You need a really quick out pass.
You go back.
Halo jump. He throws it to the right, and he drops it. 5.5 left on the clock. That'll bring up second and 10.
That's a rare Luke Johnson
from
pass.
26 drop, by the way.
That's a rare drop.
But it was behind him. It was behind him. He had to turn around.
He was moving.
Not an easy catch.
He still catches that. And again, you're listening to KJJJ HD4 Laughlin and KNTR Lake Havasu City.
5.5 seconds left in the half. Halo jump, hands on his hips, looking to the sideline. Coach Taylor for the play. Way over there on the far sideline is number 14. He could shake hands with Coach. That's Carter Devitt. And we have a timeout.
That's a tough crowd when they back on the play clock.
Yeah.
Man. That's rough on the operator.
Yeah.
Wow. You got a tough crowd here.
Well, it was an incomplete pass.
They don't know what pass interference is either.
Is that a play clock up there?
Yeah.
On the scoreboard?
This is 5.5 seconds.
No. That's the...
Oh, a play clock. I don't know. Oh, the one that says 26?
26.
I believe so. I could ask the clock operator. Clock operator, is that a play clock in the left corner? It is? Yes. Okay, no, it is not. The yard line. Okay. There's no play clock up there? Okay. We do not have a play clock.
So how do he know down here in the stands that the play clock is
from the referee?
The referee
gives him the arm signal, the 5-4-3-2-1.
Well, if it gets there.
Right. Yes.
I mean.
There's a good stereo system down there. That's all I know.
Can you hear it? Maybe he's running his own play clock.
I don't know. It's a tough crowd, I tell you. There comes that big offensive line of the Havasu Fighting Knights.
26-yard line.
They're going to run a play. Five and a half seconds left.
You either go for the end zone or a quick out to the end zone. They drop back defensively. Here's a pass that was almost intercepted.
1.4.
Right through the hands of Luke Johnson and out of the hands of the defender.
Did you just go for it?
One field goal? You go for it, but you don't want to do
what Clemson did.
Now, I don't know the Clemson situation.
That run back in
Iowa Penn State had a serious screw-up in this exact same situation.
Uh-huh.
But it was like a longer field goal. It got blocked and taken in for a touchdown.
You got timeout on the field.
Well, you got to talk it over, see what's happening.
You ever heard of Havasu Springs Resort?
I have. We drove right by there.
We always do, and I never get to stop. I always say that. But when you're craving comfort, spice, or something nice, fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits at Havasu Springs Resort. Sunset menu special starting at just $15. Located between Parker and Havasu, off of the 95 on the lake. Visit HavasuSprings.com. HavasuSprings.com. $15 specials, man.
Spectacular view
you
from
can't,
there.
You can't eat at Mickey D's for 15 bucks anymore, man.
And you don't get the view that you get there.
Not at Mickey D's, though.
No, at the you, resort.
You might get to see a little kid playing on a plate structure.
If you're not familiar with where it is, it's at the base of Lake Havasu, just to the east of Parker Dam.
Right.
And you see, like, the great big fat part of the lake, which is nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
And the Bill Williams Bridge, sometimes confused with the London Bridge. Long story.
I heard a story about that.
That's a funny one.
But somebody that may not may be listening may not want to hear that story told, Paul.
Well,
Hey, you know what? There's 1.4 seconds left on the clock. It's 19-0. We have one play, presumably, left here in the first half. Halo jump ball by himself, three wide to the right. He steps back. Oh. He throws it deep into the end zone. That could be defensive interference. It bobbles around. Tip drill.
Havasu got it.
Havasu, after four people, that ball, have the touchdown.
Four baby blues. Blue, powder blue helmets.
And we have holding.
And Luke Johnson pulled it out of nowhere.
Holding.
There's a hold.
Oh.
There's no time left on the clock. So how does that work?
That
was halftime.
Well,
it's halftime.
They could. Well, they're not going to decline the penalty because that would make it a touchdown.
Oh, right. So you got to mark the ball back.
That was like four guys.
You got around
at a jump tip.
Yeah.
At the beginning of a game, instead of having two guys trying to get the tip, there were four.
Right.
All of them caught it, and the first two hitting it were Wolves. And then it was brought down by the Knights.
You got three rushers.
There's a hole.
Three rushers on the defense. The other eight are back.
And he takes a knee.
That's sportsmanship right there.
No, that's getting out without having a screw up.
Or an injury.
We're talking about.
Right.
No, you don't want to do something stupid and let them score a touchdown.
All right, coach.
Yeah. The strategy, Paul.
I guess. Man.
Got to get out of it. Okay.
It is
19-0 at the end of the first half. The first half, Havasu looking great. We'll recap that, I suppose, when we come back, Paul. We can do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You are listening to KNTR Sports. I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul the Tailgater Lavoie.
Hey, you're about 4 minutes away from the Perfection 2 Detail Halftime Report.
Okie doke.
All right, we'll be right back. Again, halftime, 19-0 in favor of your Fighting Knights.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom. No flashy fountains, but tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights!
There's nothing better than Fighting Knights football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havastyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havastyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
Call the good guys and have a Pest Control.
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts? Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Ladies and gentlemen, your Fighting Knights are polishing up for the second half, and we're detailing exactly what just went down in the first. It's time for the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.